This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here. It is Ladies Night. Ian with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Create the content there. You get to submit what you want to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on that. You get to vote on things, too. And then we'll, in the aggregate, figure out what you think's important and maybe talk about it on the radio waves. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way as we go to the phones. And if we get a chance, we'll talk more about how to accept compliments with class and maybe even talk about how to give compliments. But I don't know how realistic that is because we're...
Yeah, this started a great show.
Yeah, we started the show with that topic and then just went all over the place because you can call in about anything. And Jill will start out this hour listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Jill.
Hey, yeah, that sounds like an interesting topic, but unfortunately, we don't get the first 2 hours of the show.
So call your local radio station's program director and ask them real nicely to take the first 2 hours. But yes, you're right, in Ithaca there, you get only our third hour on weeknights.
Right.
And I think they take all three on, or two or three hours on Saturday nights. But anyway, go ahead.
We get three on Saturday.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I'm calling in response to my fellow Ithacan who ended the show last night, Helen,
mm-hmm.
who finally had her eyes opened about the police.
Is this socialist, Helen?
Yes.
Aha.
Yeah, Helen had thought that the police were just great people, and you know, we were questioning that when she called previously, and then recently she had she was at a conference with some people where they told their stories about how the Ithaca cops were less than nice to them. Go ahead, Jill.
And I believe that it was a racial thing because I believe it was a Trayvon Martin vigil, and she got to understand how other people are treated. Helen either worked at Cornell or she's a Cornell student, and when you do that, you're kind of like in your own little world. You don't know what's really going on in town. However, and I did work at Cornell, but I've also, you know, been involved in the town. And, yeah, and last time she called, too, I mentioned our murder here, Sean Greenwood, who was murdered by a cop. And, you know, they did investigate, but who did the investigation?
The police.
Right. And you know, and the DA is decent, but, you know, they work together. So, anyway, we would love, the people that are still upset about it, would love it to be gone national. There is a video that no one has seen. I don't know why we haven't been allowed to see the video that, you know, film the actual murder. And then this cop's house, couple of months later, got burnt down, and of course, the people were suspected. The Sean Greenwood people were suspected, but it could have been the cop himself or his friend. You just don't know.
Yeah, it could have been. Maybe he wanted to collect some insurance money or something like that. That's a good point. What happened with the Sean Greenwood case? Can you give us a brief recap?
The cop was totally exonerated and put back on the force.
No, but what happened with the killing?
Okay. I think they were trying to serve a warrant. I believe Sean had some bad things going on, but he's still a human being. And they were trying to serve a warrant, I believe. And he was at a convenience store, and he jumped in a vehicle and tried, you know, I wasn't there, but supposedly tried to take off. And he allegedly tried to run somebody over. We don't know. It's on the video.
Tried to run a cop over?
Possibly, yeah, I think so. And then this other cop who had a beef with him. These guys went back to junior high or high school having a beef. And he was the cop that murdered Sean. The car went into
did he shoot him to death?
He certainly did. And
it sounds very familiar to me, Jill. There was a story like that here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, the individuals in question...
Julio Angel de Jesus?
I believe that was his name, yeah. There were some guys that were robbing a computer store in Keene, or allegedly robbing the computer store in Keene, and the police were called. They ran. At one point, the guy got out of his car, then apparently ran back into his car, and then allegedly pointed his car at one of the officers and went for him, but they blasted him and shot him. Actually, the officer that shot him through the back of the throat. So the guy was not driving toward him at that time. He was driving away from him. But nonetheless, there's certain details in there that you know, I don't have time to get into. But it's common for the police to say, well, he was driving at one of our guys, so we had to shoot him.
Yeah.
And whether or not that's true, you only would be able to know if there were a witness or a video camera present.
There was a video camera, and nobody's been able to see it. That's
amazing.
You know,
who owned the video camera?
I don't know. It was a convenience store had the tape. It was taped from the convenience store where Sean Greenwood was shopping, and then he came out and got murdered. And
when you think that would be part of the case, and that you could ask
but
for.
There is
it?
No case. The guy's dead.
I think
so.
They have. So we need more help. We need more help getting it investigated on a national level. Or
I see what you're saying. You're saying have somebody else come in and investigate the case. I don't know how lucky you're going to be in that, because there are police abuse stories all over the country of police murdering and hurting people, and they're almost never held responsible. Almost every time the police department's own internal affairs crew says, oh yeah, these guys were fine, it was totally by the book. He was scared for his life. That's why I had to shoot that man in the car. Even if it turns out that the car wasn't coming straight at the cop or whatever. They usually get away with this stuff, and that's because they're the cops.
Because the people should have apparently just stopped because the cops were after them, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really, you know, it's on the video, and people have done reenactments, like people that are supportive of Sean have done reenactments, and the police story just doesn't pan out.
And what were they saying he was originally doing that they came to serve the warrant for anyway? Do you recall?
I don't remember. Possibly drug-related. I don't honestly.
So basically, if there was no war on drugs, if it was drug-related, then this guy would still be alive, and that cop would never have taken anybody's life in that particular case, because if drugs were legal, then no one would care, and the guy could have whatever drugs he wants in his house, and that'd be his business.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I can't give you an answer.
But Jill, thank you. I appreciate your call and the thoughts.
Can I tell you a little more?
Quickly.
Okay, I'll wait till next time. But other stuff the cops have done, like really.
Oh, there's no shortage of it. I know. Thanks for the call, Jill. I appreciate hearing
from you.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. There's so much of it, and people are frustrated by it. They don't know what to do. You know, they go downtown, they protest, they speak, they go to city council meetings, they complain, they write letters to the editor. These are all things that people can do to express their frustration. But they shouldn't be thinking that it's going to change things.
Certainly not, because if the person in power doesn't want to change things and isn't interested in listening to you, then things are going to remain the way they are.
Yeah, and they don't want to change things because things work just fine for them. They get to kill dogs and kill people, and it's no problem. It's almost always totally justified by their own system, by their own rules, and that's that. I mean, they get paid whether you like it or not, because people are too afraid of these, you know, psychos.
Right.
Because these same guys will come to your house and kick your family out of your own home if you don't pay for their tax bill. So people are just frightened to death of, you know, non-cooperating, because to me, that's the only thing that could possibly change this, is if people said to themselves, okay, that's it, I've had it now, I'm no longer going to pay to hurt other peaceful people, to imprison peaceful people, to murder peaceful people, to kill dogs. I'm not going to voluntarily be a part of this and opt out from paying for that portion of the system. And if enough people did that, they wouldn't be able to kick everybody out of their homes.
I think it would be interesting to try to get... You know, if you were trying to get a bunch of property owners to stop paying their property taxes, it might even be more powerful if you had some specific atrocity that the city's committed to as your reasoning. Because then I think people could understand, like, I don't want to support this with my
money.
They'd
be more likely to get it.
And then when they say, but you have to pay taxes, they have to confront that issue there, that issue of conscience.
Great point. I want to see that happen, and I'm not going to wait around anymore for it. I guess I should reveal what it is that I was teasing at, I think, like a week ago here on Free Talk Live. I'm no longer a homeowner. I have gifted my home to the Shire Free Church. It's a brand new church that has been started here, and as I understand it, the Shire Free Church could choose to not pay any taxes, but I think there will be a voluntary contribution made to support roads and things like that. But beyond the most important services, I can't see supporting the police, I can't see supporting the schools. 855 450 free. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, we give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy them, including news updates. Email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, we've got all those. You can get signed up for the one that works best for you, or more than one. All of it is free. Over at news.freetalklive.com. Squarespace.com, brand new advertiser on Free Talk Live, and I have to say I'm pretty excited about it. I had actually, I was familiar with Squarespace from before when they advertised on Free Talk Live, and I'm really glad they're on board because they make it easy for you to hook yourself up with a beautiful website. Maybe you've been wanting to start a blog.
I've seen their themes. They're really nice.
You like them?
Yeah.
You can actually try out Squarespace, Allie, with no credit card. You just go to squarespace.com. All you need is an email address to get signed up, and you can go and select the theme of your choice and start putting things in there. You can even, like I did, you can import an existing site. So maybe you've got a WordPress site, but you want to move it over to Squarespace.
Right.
Make that easy to do. And whether you want a blog or a portfolio page to show some of your talents or artwork or whatever.
Sounds impressive.
Or maybe an e-commerce site. They've just recently added e-commerce to their platform. All of these things are possible and so easy. Everything's drag and drop. You can use drag and drop to add content from your desktop or even rearrange the elements of content.
Yeah, isn't it where you can shift things around the page? Other websites don't let you do that.
No, it's incredible. I mean, when you get into the Squarespace tools, plus you get confused, they've got 24/7 support on hand and $8 a month is all it costs. So you can go in right now and get started, get the free trial started up, no credit card necessary at squarespace.com. When you're ready to order, it's only $8 a month, and if you buy the full year package, then it's a little cheaper. Plus, you get a free domain name. You sign up for the year. In addition, you use the Free Talk Live discount code FTL7 when you sign up, and you'll get an extra 10% off. So, once again, squarespace.com. Go, tool around with it. Play it. Get as detailed as you want at Squarespace.
FTL7.
And the code is FTL7 to save an extra 10% off their already shockingly low prices. I mean, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space. I mean, these guys have it. So, squarespace.com. All right, 855 450 free. I know you wanted to get back into the complimenting
thing. It's okay. The show's kind of taken off.
Things got heated. Things got a little heated between me and Allie.
I did not appreciate
the break.
When Ian said.
Oh boy, here we go.
What he said in the last break was that he's going to voluntarily pay for the roads, and I think the sentiment, I can kind of understand that where. You're thinking, well, I don't want to be a deadbeat, because a lot of people will accuse you of that if you say, I'm not paying taxes. They'll be like, well, you use the roads. But I think that's faulty logic, because the government has a legal monopoly. They basically decide who gets to be the road contractors, who gets to maintain them. And we talked a little bit about how, there are alternatives to how the roads could work or how transportation could work.
Sure, but no one's doing it.
And no one's doing it because there's no incentive to do it.
I'm willing to pay an alternative road person for doing the roads.
Well, I thought of the options. I thought about how someone could start a business saying, hey, neighborhood, I'll take donations if you want to have these potholes fixed. Mm-hmm. I'm taking contributions so that I can do that. But it's not going to go on very long because the people who have the special government contract are not going to like you messing with their roads.
Right. It may not be a government contract. It may simply be the government workers themselves are upset about it, and they'll come up with some reason to try to stop you.
Well, the government workers might not, or the government, if it's just them, they might not mind because that's something that they could take credit for.
Oh, no, they would mind. So, if you were taking credit for it, I get what you're saying, Allie, if the government could take credit for your work, then they might not mind. But in a lot of cases, it'll be obvious that you weren't the government doing it. And there's actually one guy we talked about recently who was spray painting on the roadway, or maybe chalking or something like that, citizen fixed, next to where he would fix the potholes.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you're going to be doing a business, you're going to want to publicly advertise that you're out there.
Right.
You're going to want to take credit for the good work that you've done in fixing the roads. I hope it happens. I hope we get an agorist, because it did happen in the past in Keene, a long time ago. Before I even moved, there was an agorist road crew that actually went around and filled some potholes. It wasn't something done on any kind of consistent basis. I think it was just a one-off activism project, and it hasn't been seen since then.
But if they made money doing it, then they probably would keep doing it.
Sure. That's the tricky part, though, is getting somebody who's not the government to come in, repair a road, and somehow figure out a way to profit from it, to somehow get people who are already paying taxes for roads to say, wow, I value that service so much, I'm going to pay above and beyond what I'm currently paying in taxes to pay you on top of that, because you fixed the road, unlike the government that just,
That's
lets it
point.
Sit there. So, part of the reason why I think that if you're going to opt out of taxes, that you could consider, which is what I'm doing, sending a voluntary contribution to the state agencies, is because there aren't any agorists out there fixing the roads. If there were, then I would take the money that I was sending to the state, and I would send that to whoever's doing the best job.
But they're using violence to maintain their monopoly, and
they are.
It's almost...
But it's only
the
threat of violence. And if enough people stop paying them, then what can they really do about that?
Well, they make their threat a reality. That's what they'll do.
But if enough people stop paying, how many people are going to get from their homes?
Sure, there might be a certain like threshold where if this many people don't pay, then they can't feel justified in using violence against all these people. But yeah, if it's just like one, two, three.
Yeah, if it's a couple people, then yeah, they can take those people out. That's no problem. But if it's 20 or 30 or 40, then they've got a real problem on their hands.
But the point I was making earlier was that I feel when someone's being coerced into something,
mm-hmm.
then if they do it, then I don't consider that person responsible in, because they were coerced. So it's a different story than if you're just to do something on your own volition. If you're being threatened with force and told to do something, then if you do it, that's not... You're not doing anything immoral. But when you...
I agree. They're not doing something immoral by being coerced into giving money to this criminal gang. I agree with that.
But if you see the criminal gang for what it is and you voluntarily pay them, I don't really know if that's immoral, but it definitely seems messed up to me.
I don't agree with that. I think that they are, unfortunately, providing certain services that are not currently available through alternative means. So if I want fire protection, I cannot choose an alternative option.
They're not really providing a service, though. They're sticking a gun to your head and saying, we're going to be doing this from now on.
Right. I see what you're saying, Allie, but I'm saying to them, you can put the gun to my head. I'm not going to give you what you're demanding. Here, I'll give you this because I like having fire protection and I like having roads. You can have this for that. But I'm choosing to... What I'm trying to say here is I'm taking what is a coercive, what is most people see as a coercive interaction between me and the state or property owner and the state, and I'm taking that first step of saying, okay, I'm not going to treat this like it's coercive anymore. I'm going to treat this like you've sent me a suggested donation, here's the property tax bill. This is what we think you should pay. And I think I should pay 33% of that because I don't think that I want to pay for the government schools and I don't want to pay for the government's police because those things I have real issues with. But I don't mind having roads to drive on and I don't mind having a fire department around just in
case.
But,
you know, people are going to, I mean, maybe that's just your prerogative, but, and you just see bigger problems with these other services and you like these other services the government creates. But I have a big problem with the way the government runs the roads. For one thing.
So do I. They suck at it. But I don't have another option, Allie. And so if I just keep all the money for myself, then that looks greedy. It looks like I don't care about the community.
There's also nothing wrong with
contributing to the community and making sure that, you know, people have their houses not burned down.
I just wish that you would reserve your money for peaceful groups.
Well, give me a peaceful group to send it to, Allie. There's no one else out there. I want to get Nemi's thoughts on this next. 855-450-FREE.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. spot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website by heading over to freetalklive.com, and you can grab archives that go back for years, all for free. Last 7 days' worth at the top of the site. Then you can dig back further into as late as 2006. I guess as early as 2006. Anyway, it's all free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. We've been talking about volunteerizing taxes. That's basically what I'm working towards here. I've given my house to the Shire Free Church, and Nemi, you are one of the ministers of Free Church, as am I. There are a handful of us scattered across New Hampshire. Most of the concentration is here in Keene. And so my idea is, well, let's go with this church thing, because a lot of people understand the idea that churches are supposed to be free of property taxes. But ultimately, the Shire Free Church could give a voluntary contribution to the government.
Which wouldn't be a tax.
It would be a voluntary contribution.
I don't know if the government guys are going to consider the Shire Free Church a church, because right now there's a guy named John Connell who runs the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton. Which is an actual church building. It's an older building than the town itself.
Yeah, I've been there. It looks like a church.
It's a real church, but they don't think so. They're telling him that he owes them taxes, and they've been sending him tax bills for 3 years, and now they're going to try to take his church from him. They may have a way of getting around that by putting it in the name of a trust or something like that, but it was in his name, from what I understand. It wasn't owned by the Peaceful Assembly Church, was owned by John Connell. So they were using, these ridiculous reasons and saying, well, you've got to pay taxes. And so I expect to have similar levels of trouble from the city of Keene. But either way, the concept, I think, is sound. And I get all the things you're saying, Allie, about how the government's an aggressive group of people, and they hurt people, and they use threats of violence to get their way, so why give them anything at all? And the idea is that I wouldn't mind seeing the government offer valuable services on a voluntary basis, because then they wouldn't be an aggressive group of people anymore. They would be a business offering to provide service to people in the marketplace. And the only way I see to actually change them to that, besides some ridiculously long political process that's probably never going to happen, is if people actually stand up for them their damn selves and act like they're free people and stop paying into the system and tell, like, if a bunch of people told the city government, yeah, thanks for this recommendation that you sent, this property tax bill. We feel like you're worth about 30% of that bill's total. So here you
go.
I'd
like a line item, actually.
Yeah,
I'd
be able to go through the departments.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because there's a town in southern New Hampshire called Temple. It's a little town. And they actually, for many years, had this really, in my opinion, really pretty cool arrangement where they would do snow removal on your property, not hand work or anything like that, but plow your driveway, and it would be included in your taxes. Now, a friend of mine who's also in the Free State Project said, well, would I be able to opt out of that and plow my own driveway?
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be able to.
Yeah.
But I would love to be able to just check a box and say, okay, I'm going to support, as
this,
you say,
this, and this.
I don't support schools. I don't support police. I don't support the new county jail, the
spiritual
retreat. Right,
and have a breakout of how much money that is.
And, and there's no reason why that shouldn't be able to happen.
Absolutely. And if enough people were to actually just act like they're free, property owners in this mm-hmm. case, were to act like they're free, then the government would not be able to do anything about it, and they would be stuck in a position where there are too many people who are acting free. Oh, crap. What are we going to do? Well, we better get our S together and start acting more efficient. We better start looking at costs. We better start acting more like a business, because now people are treating us that way, and they're only going to pay us if we're offering a valuable service. So that's what I'm trying to do, Allie, is take the first step in that process of saying, hey, try this with me. I'm doing this. Maybe you should do it, too. I know Mark's going to join me in it, but me and Mark, that's all it is so far.
You can't tell your Internet service provider, well, I'm not going to pay this month because the Internet wasn't very good.
Well, sure, they can. You can. They can also shut you off.
They can shut you off, sure.
Well, that's what they'll do.
Well, it's not a classic relationship with a business. The idea is we're trying to change the government into a voluntary, or at
least
that's my idea.
I think they'll just say, well, if you want to call it voluntary, that's great. They love it when people say, I pay my taxes voluntarily. Mm-hmm. I like taxes. Taxes go to help poor people, and they keep me safe. That's what they love.
I'm sorry, I was just deafened by the sound of bleeding in my ears.
I know, because that's what those people, that's what happens to me, too. And that's their attitude, and I feel like you almost sound like one of those people when you say, oh, well, I'm going to voluntarily pay for the government monopoly on roads, because I think I like roads.
Well, I think that Ian's taking it a step farther than the general taxpayer in your example, where someone would get a tax bill and say, oh, okay, you know, this is my tax bill, and because I don't want to lose my house, or because I do really like having this multi-million dollar jail up on the hill over near Westmoreland, or Marlboro, that you know, I will pay gladly everything that they ask, but I think that to expect someone to pay that bill without giving them any input or insight or oversight in what they're paying out, that kind of takes the voluntary aspect out of it. So I don't think that
it's not an endorsement of their system when I choose to voluntarily
pay
for things.
How is it anything but that?
Because I'm explicitly saying I don't agree with your system. It needs to be consensual, and this is my step towards making that a reality, is treating them as though this is just a suggestion, as though, look, if you guys want to be violent with me, then that's what you can do, and I'm going to record it. If you come and kick me out of my home, we're going to have people here. We're going to record it. We're going to have multiple video cameras, and we're going to show people that you're not voluntary, that you are a violent criminal group, that you're not operating by consent like your own documents say. The most state constitutions have some sort of statement about how government's by consent. Well, I'm opting out of most things, but I'm not going to opt out of everything, because some things they do are okay with me, and I'm going to let them know that. This is all going to be very explicit.
But so you're okay with them having a monopoly on the roads?
No, I'm not okay with that.
But that's what they're doing, and you're taking...
I don't know how many more times I can make it clear. But I want other options. They don't exist.
But Ian appreciates the service of having a road.
Sure.
So he is voluntarily contributing to their upkeep, maintenance, creation,
and
whatever.
I'll make the statement, look, I'm currently paying X amount towards the roads, and we could maybe hire James Cleveland, who's a local accountant, to kind of break down the budget and see what percentage goes into what bureaucracy. So I could say something like, look, I'm paying this money into the government road system right now. I sure would love to give some of that money to another organization that does a better job of fixing the roads. Hint, hint. Maybe somebody out there would want to start a group like that so I could then give them some of this money rather than give it to the government. I'd rather give my money for the roads. Like, I want to support roads, right? So I like the idea of having roads to drive on. So in order to do that, I'm going to give it to the best organization that's handling the roads. Right now, that's the government. Yep. They suck at it, but they're the best because they're the only option.
We can get from point A to point B.
If you get together with some activists, Allie, and start Allie's road repair service, Allie's Agorist Road Repair, and you start going around and actually, you know, fixing potholes and doing good work, then I would probably take a portion of the money that's going to the state, or maybe all of it, depending on what kind of work you're doing and the work ethic you have and how good it is, and then give it all over to you at that point. And then maybe if other people did the same thing and stopped opting into paying property taxes, maybe they, you know, if they want to feel better about it, they can give their house to the Shire Free Church or the Church of the Sword or whatever other church, you know, liberty sort of oriented church there is up here, and then they can maybe feel better about doing it, maybe feel a little bit safer, whatever it takes. But then if more people start to act as though property taxes are voluntary, then more people will have money to start spending on the alternative road service. So this is just a step in a path that, you know, maybe it won't work out. Maybe they'll just steal my house from me and ruin
roads
my life.
Roads are just where the state gets to play the cat and mouse game between cops and citizens. Roads are where,
that's very much
so
true.
Many people die every day because they're so inefficiently laid out.
I'm with you, man.
And, like, totally unsafe.
I hope some entrepreneur comes and does something about it.
I don't think it's government's job to keep us safe. Oh, God, don't get me started.
Well, that's what they claim.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying about roads.
I think that other businesses wouldn't care if you said, like, if they're profiting from you, then, you know, that is the market signal. You are a net gain for their business. And even if you want to complain, if you keep coming back for the pie, then that's all they care about. So if you are like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not going to pay them, and I'm not suggesting you do that because I think they'll come after people who don't. I'm saying that if it was a business, that would be a market signal. But making taxes into like a voluntary thing doesn't make sense to me, because that's not what taxes are.
Well, how are we going to change it from what we have today to a voluntary system? I see this as the first step. If you've got a better idea, I'd love to hear it. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Take control.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we're kind of a little show. I mean, yeah, we got over 100 talk stations. We're on XM and everything. But it's basically a two-man operation for the most part. We've got some wonderful third hosts and actually second and third hosts tonight on Ladies Night. But ultimately, the business side of things is only really run by me and Mark and some of the guys over at the Genesis Communications Network help us get the show on. But it's a pretty small operation here. We don't have a big budget, and the AMP program really helps us out. It's a way for you to connect directly with the show for $5 a month, get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. And that $5 a month helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all around the country and bring more people on board with the ideas of freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's the reason why Allie and I are here in New Hampshire.
That's Jenny
had the good fortune of being born here.
That's right.
But Allie, you came from Alabama.
That's right.
I came up from Florida. Derek J. came up from Philly and New Jersey. Derek J., welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, hey, hey. Had to call in for ladies' night.
It sounds like you're sitting right here. I miss you so much. I just want to reach out and hug my microphone.
Oh, yes. It's good to be with you. That's because I'm calling through Skype.
That's right.
Yes, and it does sound great. And Derek is the host of Peace News Now, which is a great live show on Sunday and Tuesdays on LRN.FM, but also a daily, 7-day-a-week, 5-minute newscast, peacenewsnow.com.
Derek's
it's
a
great.
Machine.
Yeah, it's great.
Boom, check it out. Yeah, I just updated all the subscriptions and everything. So the website's beautiful. Go check it out, peacenewsnow.com. But I didn't call in for that. I was calling in for your discussion.
Yeah,
I think,
please.
So I'll be quick. It's a great PR move. You know, the whole converting a house to a church, it's been done for decades, you know, and people are successful with it to varying degrees. But I think it's a good PR move on your part to decide to pay a voluntary tax for the things that you do use that there aren't alternatives for.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. I mean, with the roads, yeah, if there were someone fixing them, I would pay for that person. But right now I use the roads, and if the, as strictly as a PR move,
mm-hmm.
That's a, you know, regardless of everything else.
Because you don't want to be seen as a greedy, you know, loner who's going to live off in the woods and doesn't want to support the community or anything like that. You don't want to be seen as doing not paying taxes for greedy purposes. I don't mind supporting the community. I might even take some of the money that I don't pay for the schools, because here in Keene, it's like 60% goes to the government schools. So I might take some of that money and give it to the school that's up the street that's a private school.
Yeah, that's just one element of it. I think it's a good PR move. That's
what about
it.
What if they don't use the money you give them for roads, but instead they use it to shoot people?
Well, that's a problem, and that's one of the things I'm going to have to kind of figure out as it comes closer to tax time for the Shire Free Church. I think that, you know, maybe there would be a way to put some sort of rider on there, like this shall not be used for X, Y, and Z. And if they do that, then obviously they're violating that. But I can't help how they use that money. But still, the statement of I think it's a somewhat powerful statement of I'm not going to be afraid of you anymore. I'm going to pay you what I think your services that I like are worth, and then beyond that, good luck getting the rest.
I think they should pay me for all they've taken.
It's more empowering this way, really, because, you know, you're saying that you're in control of how much you're paying. When you pay zero, it's a reaction to them saying, you know, well, give me some of your money, right? But they actually do provide some services, and so paying them something, that's more empowering.
Right, and wouldn't it be great
in the situation?
And wouldn't it be great if the government people could be changed into a voluntary organization by simply people not cooperating and giving them all the money they demand? Like, all of a sudden they would have to shape up, because then they knew they would know they couldn't count that people would give them 100% of what they were demanding.
Does the government actually provide services?
Say again, Ellie.
Does the government actually provide services, or do they just say, we'll get someone to do that, but you pay us now, and we'll find someone for that job?
I'm not sure what your question means. Do they actually provide services? Yeah. If you call the fire department, they might show up and actually put a fire out.
Well, if you call the fire department, I think what Ellie's point is are you paying the government, or are you paying the government to pay someone else to do the job?
Right.
Well, if those caveats started to mean something, if the police started enforcing the rules that people put on their taxes, it could mean something. It would mean the DMV would disappear because people don't find them useful, but the fire departments would stay alive and probably thrive.
Yeah, maybe they'd make
more
money.
Lots of people would support them. Yeah, they would make more.
Yeah, but they use the money for whatever they want. Like, they just collect the money, and I guess
that's fine,
they do have certain earmarks, but what if they're like, okay, well, then we'll stop paying for the roads and all these things you like, but we're going to keep... Like, the government's going to keep all of the money going towards establishing their control. That is what's most important.
But if they can't control people anymore, then what good is that?
I think that they're going to make sure they can control. If they can't control people anymore, then they're not a government.
That's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to encourage people to stop being controlled.
Okay.
All you have to do is stop obeying them. That's all you have to do. Yes, it's risky. Yes, you could lose your home. Yes, they might kill you. But you got to take risk to have a chance at freedom, in my opinion. I mean, you are not going to get to a voluntary society by begging for it in front of a legislature. I do not believe that to be the case.
Derek J. once said, I think we've heard a couple times, that if Starbucks used its money to bomb brown people, I wouldn't shop there.
I love that ad.
So the government uses its money to hurt people, so don't pay them.
I'm with you, Allie, but
saying,
just also said I should pay because you're afraid they'll take my house.
No, I'm saying that if you're taking that kind of principle, like I'm voting with my dollar, then yeah, I don't think you should ever voluntarily vote to harm someone
I'm voluntarily choosing to support the fire department and the roads, and I don't think that's harming anybody.
I think that if you're going to pay taxes, you should do it because there's a gun to your head and you don't.
I'm
and
not
you
paying
have
taxes. I'm giving a voluntary contribution to an agency providing a monopoly on services right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Allie, it changes the scenario from a burglar, like a guy with a gun on the street at your hip, versus a waiter taking your order. You're saying, oh, I'll have the filet mignon, please, and I'll have the soup, you know, and you're choosing things. You're selecting certain things
like,
for a price that you value.
I think it's more like a burglar comes up to me, puts a gun up to my head and said, actually, you can just have my money. So now I just, like, supported a burglar. He was going to rob me, but I voluntarily gave him my money, so now I'm just making him a little wealthier.
Yeah, but I mean, if more people took the attitude that Ian's taking now, the governments around the globe would be making far less.
Yep.
Because I bet they would be withholding a lot more, and they would only be supporting services that they really value.
That's just the government perspective.
You know, whatever they value.
Because the fact is, Allie, they don't put a gun to your head when it comes to property taxes. They just send you a bill, and then they'll send you more bills and threatening letters after that. And eventually, 3 years later, they might choose to tax sale the home, in which case then they'll sell it out from under you and eventually send men with guns around. So it's still not even fair to really draw up that analogy because it's not really accurate. So if enough, and I agree, Derek J., if enough people actually have the courage to stop paying a portion of their taxes or go with Ali's direction, go all the way if you
no,
want.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting. I think
how else are you going to change to a voluntary society?
I think you let people know that there are alternatives.
There aren't.
Well, they don't exist now because it's in no one's interest.
Because no one has made them because no one's actually stood up and made it.
Why would somebody go out and create an agorist road crew if they didn't think anyone would pay for it? If everybody's paying all their money to the state, then most people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's cool that you're filling those potholes, but I'm already paying the state, so I'm not going to give you anything.
I agree. And what's anyone's incentive to keep doing that?
They would want to have to make money at it. And in order
to make
money... Yeah,
and they can't make money because of the state monopoly, which is apparently some people pay for voluntarily.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if somebody else was offering this service, I'd pay them if they were doing a better job. So the idea is to put it out there, hey, here's some money that I could be paying you. I'm paying it to the state right now, but I'm willing to pay it to somebody else if you provide that service. Maybe somebody will, but until they do, the state's the only option, so I don't feel bad.
That's true. So many services, though. It's
clearly,
like,
I have a problem communicating this, even to liberty-minded people.
Well, here's what I think. When I gave the example of Temple, New Hampshire earlier with the snow plowing, I would probably opt in for that. Because I hate dealing with shear pins on snow plows. I hate cold. I hate going out and shoveling. I hate all that stuff. So I'd probably check the box. But if there was someone in Temple or in the surrounding area who offered the service for less money, I would give them the money. So the government is providing the service.
How about I can opt in.
Theoretically, I can opt in. But if there's someone else who offers a service, a better service at the same price, or the same service at a lesser price, then I would probably not check the box on my tax slip, would not send the money to government. I would give that money to someone else instead.
That's a great idea, but I don't think they're going to respect that system.
Who's going to respect that
system? The government people. The people
with
the guns.
They might steal my house.
Yeah,
they might kill me.
And I don't want that to happen, so I would suggest...
So you say I should pay the taxes, but I'm not going to.
Because I don't want
to
see anything bad happen.
Well, you know what? Let's have some people with some courage stand up against the state and see what happens. Because right now they're taking houses from people who usually won't stand up for themselves or they're dead or something like that. Derek J. from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. By the way, we're coming up on the year anniversary on the 31st, Derek J., so we'll have to maybe have you back for a celebration.
Love to see you, Derek.
Spread the idea that taxation is done. Quantum vibes in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.